Brahman protect us, may he nourish us, may we work together with great energy, may our study be vigorous and fruitful, may love and harmony dwell amongst us. Om, peace. So I welcome you all to this retreat of ours. As you all know, we propose to discuss the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. 18th chapter is considered as the summary of the whole Gita. This chapter gives a summary of the whole Gita and the Vedic religion and philosophy. Means everything is contained in this. Not only this, as you know, Bhagavad Gita is a part of the Mahabharata, the great epic. Mahabharata is considered to be the fifth Veda. What is there in that Veda, in the Mahabharata? Tell me what is not there. That's how it is talked about. That means all Vedic religion, philosophy, the Vedic religion is the Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma, eternal religion, eternal principles of religion are there. That is why Bhagavad Gita has become so important in the spiritual seeker's life. It is not only that, appropriate to its name, immortal message or eternal message, so it is universal. It is universal. For everyone, it is every spiritual seeker is applicable. So it is presented that way. Especially the commentaries afterwards, adapted to the age. When you read the comments on Bhagavad Gita by Swami Vivekananda, it is appropriate to this age, the language that is put. So that is what we are trying to understand, the whole, the summary of the whole Gita and the Vedic religion and philosophy. You know how Bhagavad Gita starts, you know. It is a battlefield. The battlefield and the main hero of this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, and then his disciple Arjuna, they discuss. Arjuna's question is this, we all know. Question, there was no energy left to question even. He broke down. Seeing an unpleasant duty had to be done. So how can I do that? How can I do that? So that is the situation. How can I do that? It is better to get away from all these things. Instead of doing this kind of unpleasant thing, better to run away from it. Close your eyes and go. Otherwise what happens? If I go there, I'll have to do many, many unpleasant things. So the best way is to skip. So that is the conflict. I want to skip because this battle means one thing leads to another. Many, many unhappy, unhappy things happen, and or unhappy, dirty things happen, I don't want to participate in that. I want to go away. But where did you go? Now, something right has to be done. Something good has to be done. That is the definition of duty. It has to be done. You can't simply run away. It has to be done. And it should be right. It should be right. What is that right? I feel this is right. You feel this is right. We all have talked in that train. When we are teenagers, I think that way. This is my way. And you will say, this is your way. So is it the way to go on? Is it my way or your way? Then the thinking person will say, maybe my way or your way. What is the right way? What is the right way? There should be benefit from that. Minimum of defect, minimum of problem, minimum of defect, minimum of useless thing. It should not go waste. So, how to face this situation? Situation is always that. Whether I do or I run away, I don't do. The dilemma is this, if you do this also, there are problems. If you don't do this also, there are problems. If you do this, some advantages are there. If you don't do this, some advantages are there. So, I want maximum advantage. Minimum disadvantage. And all these things, what for? What for? That question bothers a thinking person. I am doing all this, what for? What is the meaning of all this? What's the meaning of all this? So, Sri Krishna is there to solve that question. How to handle this peculiar situation. If I do this also, there are problems. If I don't do this also, problem. Which is worse? So that situation comes to all of us. One time or the other comes. If one is a thinking person, want to do something in life, find meaning in life, this dilemmas are more. Good people have more problems than bad people. Have you not seen? One who wants to adhere to truth, a lot of conflict within. One doesn't care. Anything is alright. If you go in life, anything is alright. Less problems. On the face of it, that's all. There are more problems. There are more morality, immorality, all this you consider good and evil. There are more problems. On the surface, it appears like that. If you utter a lie, it is sweet and pleasant, and quickly it is all, everything is solved quickly. Just utter a lie. You will solve this problem. Just one simple untruth will carry the day. It's over. But here it is more. It is not only psychological, not only social, it is psychological. How do you feel inside? What is happening to you? That side is there. If you psychoanalyze or spiritual psychoanalyze, so you'll see, these people who have more insight go that way. near outside, you know, one day he can escape. A thief, he can escape one day, how long can he escape? Oh, after the thieving, after the stealing, he will die. Problem is solved. Problem is solved. Borrow a lot of money, and then die. Simple solution, you know. Simple solution if it happens. But it is not that simple. It follows you wherever you go. Wherever you go, it follows you. Until you account for it. Until you account for it. If you today explain quotation mark, answer those questions, yes, you are solved. If you run away, problem is solved, is not solved. So all this question comes up again and again. And people have tried to solve this question in hundreds of ways. And what is the Krishna way? How do you handle this? Where? To solve the problem. To solve the problem. And then because you solve the problem, you will have peace. You will have peace. And then you will have satisfaction. All this will come. For that, Sri Krishna prescribes. Can you tell in one word? What is Krishna's solution?
Non-attachment.
Fight the battle. Fight the battle, of course. How do you fight the battle? As far as I have, my idea is
surrender.
It is yoga. The technique of yoga. The non-attachment. Technique of yoga. Yoga karma se kaushalam, the technique or the skill in yoga. Fighting you have to do anyway. Anyway you have to fight. The world is structured that way. Life is structured that way. I will sit quiet. You're not allowed to do that. Try. You're not allowed to do that. Oh, that has to be done. Get up and go and get it. I have not called my friend for a long time. I'll get up. So, one reason or the other, you are shaken there. You know. The world is structured that way. And then we have to adapt to that structure. You simply sit, it won't go. If you, instead of sitting somewhere, you will sit in the retreat. Instead of doing that, you will be doing something else. So, this whole world, even one moment, the person cannot sit quiet. Person or mind, any small or big, microcosm, macrocosm, everywhere, it's a constant state of flux. Constantly moving about. Moving not in harmony. Chaotic. Is there any law in this world? Yes. Small yes. Big no. Lot of struggle, interaction, chaotic interaction. So in this, I am also crazy, you are also crazy. All of us are crazy. So we want to bring some order. Order also will be crazy. So in this, how to make it meaningful? Then we say relatively meaningful. Relatively meaningful. So, then various methodologies are given that we all studied or we are supposed to know, all put together. So work is the action, is the subject matter of the whole world for any philosophy or any social science, it is that. What to do in this, how to make a move, and what is it for? So, Krishna doesn't say in one word, this yuga will be all at over. We can't understand if it is like that. Step by step, step by step, step by step, from this angle, from that angle. So Arjuna is confused. Many times he is confused. You are telling this now, you are telling that now. Sometimes you say, give up all this. Give up all this. If I try to give up, you will come and say, work, 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 work. Opposite you will say. So, what do you mean by that? That's how this chapter starts. What do you mean by that? Giving up. It is more a psychological question, insight. This also will say, this is, that also will say. So clearly you should say what it is. What I should do in one sentence, one word you should say. Oh, I forgot to bring that. This is the second volume in the Swamiji's. One I had taken it. Second volume. Swamiji takes up this question also. Give up. Give up. Drop it. We drop and go. We all gather together. Why are they dropped? It happened on one of the very saintly Swamis. You have heard of Sringeri Math? Sringeri. He started by Shankaracharya. Recently means the last century, there was an abbot. He was considered to be Jivan Mukta, considered Chandrasekhar Bharati. A student of his used to say, he used to give classes on Vivek Chudamani and Gita somewhere. Suddenly, he would stop. What's all this? And get away and go inside the room and sit. Once or twice, people tolerated. He was the abbot of a huge organization, Shankara organization. They thought he is crazy. So they put him in under lock and key. So many things happened after all, unpleasant things. But much later they found out the real thing. So if you do that, stop all the retreat. I go to my room. What has happened to him suddenly? So, stop, give up, kick off, destroy all this. There must be some thinking people do this. We are all supposed to be thinking people. Do this, there must be some meaning. Or it should be done in such a way, should it become meaningful to that. All of us will understand, supposing we sit, say we close our eyes for meditation. All of us understand it is for a purpose we are all doing. We are not crazy. A time comes in our program, we meditate. Yes, already. So, you have stopped all the work. But people in general consider us also as crazy. Mm-hmm. something, sitting here, same old stuff. hearing, how many times you have heard it is there? Are we not crazy? Yes, all great spiritual masters are called crazy. Spiritual seekers also are called crazy. Even all of us were called crazy one time or the other by our friends. You know, I know about myself. A friend said, he is good, but he is crazy. So, it should be interpreted. You should be able to understand that. The interpretation. Simply, oh, it's understanding, who cares? Who cares if people don't understand them? I'm like this. You cannot go on like that in social life. Who cares? We owe explanation to some people at least. Or family, or friends. At least that effort must be there. Effort must be there. Some people are not convinced, whatever reason you may give. That's another matter. But there are some thinking people, those who can understand, we owe explanation to them. I am like this, don't ask me anything. That's not fair. Afterwards we feel unhappy about it. So, our teachers tell us how to explain to ourselves. We are not here to explain to all people. Explain to ourselves. So here, the Swamiji's. The detachment. We have discussed many times. Anyway, it is worth repeating. This is in the God in Everything lecture. God in Everything. The whole world is full of the Lord. Open your eyes and see Him. Just open your eyes and see Him. He is there. You at that, what can you make out of it? You see. Don't you see? He is there everywhere. This is what Vedanta teaches. Give up the world. We talk of world, just give up. Give up the world. What world? Give up the world, the meaning he goes on. What you have conjectured. We imagine our own world. All sorts of imagine according to our desires, our needs and desires, passions, all those things, our own selfish way of looking at things. You have conjectured, give up the world which you have conjectured, because your conjecture was based upon a very partial experience. You are very half-baked intellect. If it is full, it is understandable. It is unbaked. No use talking to that person. It is not like that. Or fully baked, or fully unbaked. It's all right. But there is one stage, middle stage, half baked. I don't know whether you use this, maybe Indianism. If you say crazy, it's not strong enough. you say saint, that's also not good, they are good persons. How to make a strong comment on this? They are half crazy. But they had our own abbreviation, C by 2. C by 2. So it is half experience. You know, babies, if you wake them up when their sleep is not enough, they become very, very restless. This half is, in fact, in Vedanta we use the word ignorance. Ignorance, we use the word. Not the person who doesn't know anything, cannot understand anything, it is not that. It is mystic twilight. It is good. It is not good. He's crazy. No. He's not crazy. Oftentimes he's all right. So like that, mystic twilight, gray area, all gray, neither white nor black. That is a problem. And the other is a snake and rope example. You're all familiar with that. If it is snake, we can understand. It is snake, we'll do something. Or no, it is rope. It's also all right. It's somewhere in between that causes confusion. In between stage. So, our all ordinary experiences are like that. It is full, not full. Somewhere you're hanging. You're here also is all right, here also is all right. In between. Wobbling. Give up the world which you have conjectured, because your conjecture was based upon very partial experience, upon the very poor reasoning. That is what is the method of getting rid of this? Reason properly. Vichara. Disciplined reasoning. And upon your own weaknesses, give it up. The world would have been thinking of, you have been thinking of so long, the world to which we have been clinging so long is a false world of our own creation. False in this sense. Neither this nor that. That world create and then we go on with that world. We operate in that world. Fun is, I have my own world, you have your own world. You don't know how we are managing. We seem to have some kind of an order, some kind of an understanding. Like that we go on. That is why it is so fragile. So fragile. Any time it may break. Our understanding or what is all going on very nicely, orderly way. Any moment. Very loosely hanging on somewhere. That is what we see. Friendship and then relationships and this and that. Any time it can go. Any time it can break. What we call the combination. Commentators explain in some places in commentaries. It is this union and separation. It is so temporary, coming and going. Give that up. It is a false world of our own creation. Give that up. Open your eyes and see that as such it never existed. It was a dream. It was Maya. What existed was the Lord Himself. It is He who is in your child, in the wife, in the husband. It is He who is in the good and in the bad. He is in the sin and in the sinner. He is in life and in death. So, this is what Sri Krishna wants to say. The situation is like this. So in that what to do? So in one way if you go, Since Ramakrishna's words, avidya maya, you will enter into greater confusion, more and more confusion, more and more darkness. If you go the other way, then slowly being liberated. Vidya maya. So, then what is the meaning of all this? Why should we do all this? It is, the meaning is this. What existed was the Lord Himself. It is He who is in the child, who is in the wife, everywhere it is He. That is this meaning. And the challenge, try any other method. Namya pantha vidyatayanaya. There is no other way. No other way. Bring science, bring all the gadgets, technology, this and that, to bring anything. Oh, now it is not there. After 100 years it will come. It will come, you see. Or Google will get it all, get that also. You can get any information, any alternatives are there. No. Satyameva jayate, truth alone triumphs. This is the truth. You make a very, very categorical statement. Challenging, there is no other way. So, solution is this. Realization of the truth is the solution. All other things, the methods are there. And as far as methods are concerned, you may say, there may be some other method, some other combination. Agreed. It is Vedanta way, this. Truth is fixed. Satyasya satya, truth of truth. But the method, yes. Our opinions about the truth, yes. With my opinion, alright. My opinion of truth, your opinion of truth. Truth is the same. That one, your opinion you may have. You may look at it in a different way. Especially Sri Ramakrishna's teachings. Put a stamp on that. Yes, paths are many. Truth is one. It's the ancient Vedantic idea. Truth is one. So, this one, the first still so many people are yet to come. So, we'll begin this. Sri Krishna has used two words for this giving up. Sometimes he uses jaga. Sometimes he uses sannyasa. If you can remember these two Sanskrit words, it will be good. Sannyasa and jaga. Students of Sanskrit know the same meaning. Sannyasa is giving up, and then tyaga also giving up. Sannyasa, oh, that's in translation also. He says sannyasa, as distinguished from each other, oh mighty Hrishikesha, oh slayer of him. And the commentator says here, sannyasa and tyaga, both words are generally used to mean renunciation. They have been thus used in the preceding chapters without distinction. This is, I am reading from Swami Nikinananda Swami. Is there any other translation in anyone?
Not much different.
What do they say? The two words?
Same.
Translation.
Here it says sannyasa is renunciation and tyaga is abandonment or resignation.
What is the difference in English?
Really.
Abandonment and renunciation.
The difference is that from not taking action versus taking action and not seeking the fruits from the action.
Who is the idea?
No.
I can't see it all. This does that.
Yeah.
make some difference. He can mean the other way too. Both mean the same thing. And they have used those words in the same sense in different places. So, Sri Krishna, you may say, creates some confusion in the mind of the student or the reader to make them think and then go deeper into these things. And the Lord said, this is Arjuna's question, these two words have you used, what is the difference? Renunciation of works induced by desire is understood by the sages as the, what is it in Sanskrit, I remember. Sanya kamyanam karmanam tyagah. This is selfish actions. Giving up selfish actions. In your Sanskrit book, tell your Sanskrit.
Yeah, I
kamyanam karmanam nyasam sannyasam kavayo viduhu. Renunciation of kamya actions, selfish actions. Actions, we do certain actions to bring good results for us. Especially in the Gita, it is the kamyanam karmanam. Selfish action means, in a general way, of course, selfish, they are all selfish actions. Especially, these rituals which are performed to get some benefit in the after death, in heaven. Every tradition has its own heaven and hell. I will go to heaven, that is why I do this. Or even, there are two types, ishtapurta, there are two types of good action in this selfish actions. One, these rituals, I offer oblations to fire and different types of rituals. Through that I go to heaven. Another is social. Make some roads where there are no proper roads. Make parks. Or dig wells, charitable activities is another type. Why do I do charitable activities? I should have good karma. After I die, I should get all the results. I do here, I do good to people. When I am here, I do good to people so that they may good to me, do good to me. This give and take. If I am good to people, then I need them, they will be good to me. That is why I do good. That is why I do good. Future expectations. That is called kama karma, selfish action. True, socially people are benefited. I give $1 million for something, lot of benefit comes to people. But what is the motive behind? I should get a good name. My name should come in that Guinness. It should come there, or I should get a title. So that becomes selfish. So, giving up such actions, kamya action, the sages understand as sannyasa, that is called sannyasa. The wise declares the abandonment of the fruit of all actions, ityaga. What is the other one? Abandonment of all the fruit. Sri Krishna is trying to give us different definitions, how people understand about this. Giving up work. Some philosophers declare that all actions should be relinquished as an evil. These are extremists. Every action has say Krishna replies later on in this chapter, whatever action, however you do, there will be some defect. You won't be carried away by such statements. Some philosophers declare that all actions should be relinquished as an evil, whilst others say that the work of yajna, gift and charity, austerity should not be relinquished. Some others say all these worldly actions may be given up, but not yajna, dana, tapa, charity, and then yajna, the sacrifice, and tapas, austerity or concentration, that should not be given up. Because here from me the final truth about relinquishment. All right, Krishna gives the final truth. This is my final truth. For relinquishment has been declared to be of three kinds. The work of yajna, gift and austerity should not be relinquished, but it should be indeed performed. Because they purify us. Austerity are purifying to the wise. But purification and all these are all there. But see, that also is done with non-attachment. Should be performed leaving behind attachment and the fruits, such is my best and certain conviction. And then it is giving up, the description of giving up, there are how so many kinds of giving up is there. That we shall take up tomorrow. Summary of the whole Gita. Gita, any question on the Gita? You're all right to discuss. It's a song, he says. Religion is renunciation. Giving up is religion. So then we have to know the meaning of renunciation. Partial meaning, if you give, then you will be in trouble.
Swami, I have a reflection. When I first started listening to your lectures and asking you questions, I wanted clear, one-size-fits-all answers. Never got them.
Mm-hmm. One answer.
Yeah. And so I think that's the focal point of what I've heard this morning, is that there aren't precise, codified rules that you can follow in life. Because life is just too confusing, too complicated. So all you can do is sort of have a practical approach to dealing with the challenges of life with these sort of guideposts that Krishna is providing Arjuna along the way, and confuses the heck out of Arjuna because they do seem contradictory. But there are so many nuances that we have to face in life that there's no way that a clear answer can be given.
No way?
I don't think a clear answer can be given at any that, you know, for an overall one-size-fits-all kind of answer philosophy to living. It requires experience, it requires day-to-day trial and error, and it requires the help of somebody that's been through it before that has wisdom to share.
Sure, all life is for that purpose. We experience, we struggle hard to get the meaning, and we go on. Each aspect of life is a preparation for that. In different social systems, it is talked about in different ways. There is a social system and a spiritual system, the philosophies, but what they authoritatively said thing is only one thing. They all culminate in the realization of truth, what you are, the true nature of things. That is fixed. Other, what is the meaning of all these? There is one statement in the Bhagavatam. All these yogas, philosophies, these philanthropies, and then rituals, your yogic practices, tapas, all this, they all culminate in one thing. Some directly, some indirectly, they all go to the same truth. That there, that common experience will come, there is the unity. Here is always diverse only. In this chaotic, diverse world, how can you bring in one system? People have tried, they have failed. My religion will conquer the whole world. It can never happen.
Well, I think what's being said here too is you can't step aside from the fight just because you don't know the answer today. That you have to take action, and that
that's exactly what we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
yes.
I think that's the message here. You've got to engage in the battle, and that by going through the trial and error of that battle, you'll be purified.
Exactly. Sure. Trial and error, trial and error. We try. To some extent we understand, another trial and error, a little more, another trial and error, a little more. But still, the human nature is how to minimize that, how to quicken the growth. Swamiji was impatient, giving it in a natural way, go, evolution. No, we can do something to quicken the whole process. That is, he says, yoga is the process. Tremendous effort, no doubt. Like any factory or somewhere, tremendous work is there. How much is being wasted here? So minimize the waste.
Yajna, dana, tapa, three kinds of actions.
Which one?
Yajna, dana, or tapa is recommending this. He should do yajna, dana, or tapa.
Mm-hmm.
Now the war that is asking Arjuna to fight, under what category would that come? Would that be yajna, would that be dana, would that be tapa, or all?
Mm-hmm. Yajna, dana. Daily duty, it is tapas. You get warmed up, first level, Arjuna gets this answer from Krishna. The first level is your duty. It has to be done. That means there is no question about it. Already we have written the contract, we have signed the contract. When you are born in this world, in a particular situation, that is your duty. It is for your good, for the good of all people. It must be done. There is no option there in duty. You are caught in this, you are put in this situation, it must be done. Later you may change it, that's a different matter. In this particular, it's a relative world, relative to this today, relative to your situation, it has to be done. Otherwise they will get out. Where do you get out? From frying pan to fire. Your life will be more difficult. Spiritual psychologists will say your life will be more difficult. That is why the idea of duty is a very ancient one. The idea of duty in all races, all traditions, because they found that is the, in this confused world, that is the way. If you miss that, that is why duty is also talked about as holy and then it has to be done. That is the best situation you are in, your duty. So that man is anamshaya. Die in that. You dedicate yourself to that and rise above. Graduate from that. Then the next duty will come. Graduate from that too. If you drop out, you are in trouble. Dharma is a great strengthening factor. Then you will get relief. Think of our senior citizens, they have done a good job in their duties and all that. How they feel, lot of peace. I have done my job very well. There I am maintaining the honesty, truthfulness, all that. They have done their job. Lot of peace and lot of meaning in their life. There's only one stage. That will lead to the other stage, self-realization. Not negation of war, running away from battle. How to win it? How to rise above it? Most often people make this mistake. It's somehow you should be doing all the time. No, there is a way out. You can graduate from this. You don't have to be struggling like this. Because the struggle brings in a kind of intoxication. I succeed, like gambling. Sometimes I succeed, sometimes I fail. I lost $500,000. Oh, next step, I will get it. Like that, calculate and then get caught in that. You go to sleep as it were. You love it. You love getting lost and getting lost, love, gain, loss and gain. Dvanda moha it is called. This loss and gain, profit and loss, pairs of opposites that bring a kind of intoxication. You don't want to enjoy that. That is our reasoning. If you want to enjoy success, I must have failed. Then I said, that's true also. I must have failed. So I said, hey, there is a state, there you don't have to enter into this problem of gaining and losing. That is difficult to imagine. It's a higher state, not lower state. So, we want to remain in that old state. So, Krishna, Buddha, Ramakrishna and other, they all come. No. The far superior state than that. Ramakrishna says in the Gospel, it appears to be very insipid afterwards, all these fights and winning over something, and all that are becoming depressed over something. We love all these things. But there is a higher stage than that, where this is all child's play. It's all child's play. They're far superior to this. God realization or self realization is far superior to this. The childish, immature, is all immature. Then we get angry. You call this immature? We don't accept that immaturity. Balaha mandaha. These two words are used. Bala is childish. And then manda, dull-witted. The other side is dhiraha. Heroes are there. Heroes, wise people. They see what they are, what things are.
Swami, I just wrote down these words about transcending the intoxication of these opposites. And I said, boy, that's a really good idea, but I can't do that on a day-to-day basis. I'm facing life all the time. And so...
No, you're in the process.
So then the question is that what this step-by-step renunciation is about? It's just like, take the action and just, all right.
That's it. I know what it is. I know. Struggle, everything is there. I enjoyed it. I did very well. All this. But now I know its limitation. Not only do I know its limitation, I know the other one, higher, the higher one. The joy of illumination.
So this is
like
an attitude.
Joy of becoming a mature person, where you can think, you can see things in, of life in a mature way. And compared to, say, when you are in high school, we had our own world. I can do everything. One boy, one. You give me enough time, I can do anything. Only time short, that's all. Shortage of time. You are in high school. That is good. For him, that is good. That should be there. Because he will do something better than what he would have done otherwise. Sri Ramakrishna and Swamiji used to have arguments. One of them is this. If one tries hard in spiritual life, anyone can realize God. Swamiji, Ramakrishna used to smile, and then Swamiji says, I would never accept his arguments, but now I have grown up. This is what Sri Ramakrishna told, is right. What did Sri Ramakrishna say? In this life, not all can become man and woman of realization. They have to wait for some lives. But Swamiji could not accept that. But later in life, he says, I argued with him, my teacher, but now I see whatever he said was right. That is a maturity, mature way of looking at it. He's a young man with so much of enthusiasm, full of love for everyone. Why not? Why not? Young people have so much imaginary ideals and all that. If they come and argue with their parents or older people don't want to discourage them. They've done, and it's good also, they are doing very well at that. But there is something more to be added. The perspective will change. A bigger perspective will come. That is, mature perspective is bigger perception. This is Swamiji's formula. You have done well, but you do better afterwards. Meaning what you have done is not enough. Don't put any limit, there's more to it. That is the controversy is there. One line of thinking seems to say, this is it. Spiritual seekers, spiritual teachers say, no, there's more to be done. That is very, I've done my best and now what more is there? That spirit is the call it limited perspective. There are broad definitions. Spiritual seekers are not satisfied what is there on hand. They want to do more than that. Story of Sri Ramakrishna, story of woodcutter. In the silver mine, there is a gold mine. If you get the gold mine, there is a diamond mine. Like that, more diamond mine, oh, that is the best thing available. No, 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 more will come. Don't stop anywhere. Go on.
So I may have another question. So you're talking then about self-reflection every step along the way. You've got to take, every time you do anything, you have to then look at it and see how good it was and how you can improve it. And it seems to me that that is just an endless marathon. You know, you ran 3 miles yesterday, you got to run 4 miles tomorrow, and forget about eating a candy bar. That's, I mean, it just seems so hard.
So?
Hard.
Hard. It's just relentlessly difficult. You know, at what point can you sit down for a minute and say, wow, I didn't...
You can look at it the other way too. It's always fascinating and always there's something more to do. Otherwise, you become stagnant. This is over, finished. But there's always something more to do. That Ulysses' spirit, Tennyson's upper poem. Ulysses. To strive, to seek, and not to yield. I will drink life to the lees.
Swami, if we're half-baked, then we're making half-baked judgments, aren't we? If we're immature, making a judgment of ourselves is from an immature point of view. How do you move through that?
Relatively, you will do better and better, that's all. Even that is not 100% perfect. Maturity also is a growing thing. Don't put a stop there. Scriptures seem to put a stop at self-realization. But even then, self-realization is, I get it and finish. It is not that. Spiritual experience is not a limited experience. Infinite experience, it goes on like swimming in the sea. And what we call highest realization is touching the sea, near the beach. But afterwards, swimming in the whole of the Pacific Ocean. Think of that. Shoreless ocean. The infinite. You get lost in that thinking. You may say, that's what you are telling. Even maturity has some immaturity there. Yes, that is this world. Some defect will be there even with all those things. That makes whole spiritual life bubbling and fascinating. Still more to be done, still more to be done, because scientific research. Is there any end to that?
Swami, so even with self-realization, there's more work to be done. Keep growing in that.
Yes. Compared to all this, it appears to be a retired life. Yes, in a way it is, compared to this. But if you ask them, have you known God, about God, above, all about God? Who can know? You know that song, even the six darshanas, when you say Divine Mother, even all the scriptures and all that, they use their poetic, philosophical imagination, all that, they have not said anything there. If you try to limit the infinite, it means what is your definition of infinite? This is on the discussion level. But in the practical life level, all these have to be corroborated by our experience. Then we'll get more and more meaning out of it. Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. Hearing and studying, Manana, reflection, And then comes a deep thinking on that, meditation on that. Then the other thing will be, you will know it. Vedanta leaves it at that. You don't have to ask questions. You will know. These are all preliminary stages where we think and meditate and discuss all that. That's all fine. That's the process. It becomes more and more meaningful if you practice and then get some glimpses and all that. Then it becomes more and more meaningful. Once I asked one of my friends, he was a geology, he was doing some masters in geology. I used to see him in his lab. I was walking near his lab. I used to sit near the window, the microscope, and then a crystal. Keep it there. All day he's sitting there. Is it not boring if you do that? No, Swami. It's very fascinating. Very fascinating. Another friend, a medical friend, one day he came to our house and he came with a bone. He was studying in our place. And he's looking at it, whole day he's looking at it. And what did you do the whole day? It's really fascinating to study the bone. Structure of the bone. So as you do, you find actual things. You get a lot of joy out of it, you know. Same thing in spiritual life too. If you're trying to practice, and then sometimes you pass, sometimes you fail. All that gives a lot of encouragement and joy. Even though a little of some kind of experience. Experience means, I don't mean some kind of a mystic, mysterious, something like that. I don't mean that. Experience of just practice. Like a gymnasium. You go on and practice, something you feel better. Like that, inwardly feeling that. It may be, for all practical purposes, you have not achieved any spiritual experience, nothing. That is the difference between theory and practice. The very exercise giving satisfaction and joy, not the result of it. Study something in the Gita, want to try it in our office. Once you had a series of talks, you know, Vedanta in the office, Vedanta in the hospital, Vedanta in a business house, like that each one. You want to experiment that. Making the whole world a guinea pig for us, for our growth. Let me try. Life experiences, life the questions and all, these are the things that are talked about in scriptures and spiritual sayings and spiritual masters. Not something unusual somewhere. Swamiji tells about practical Vedanta. suggesting we should cancel this walk after the talk, you know, every time is to go to conserve energy.
Swami, it strikes me that Arjuna's basic question was, what should I do and why? But Krishna answered him what he should do, why, and how as the most important thing, how he should act. And it seems that all of the spiritual teachings about how to live in life, how to do your actions, I think I've received them as being ways to change your mind so that you can meditate. And that meditation is actually the real goal of spiritual life, to be able to meditate successfully.
What does he say there?
No. To purify the mind so it can concentrate and succeed in meditation.
Of course, that is one way of looking at it, one interpretation is that what we call the work and the struggle and all, they're all for purification of the mind to help meditation grow in one sense. That thinking, you know what it does, it puts meditation at the higher level and this is at the lower. That's not right. Higher level comes the goal. God realization, self realization, that experience, that is the highest. Meditation is part of our sadhana, spiritual discipline. One of the four, that is why meditation is on the dhyana yoga. This is karma yoga. And that thinking also is there. But for a long time, all these are necessary. Even those people say.
But most of the Gita sounds like this is the solution. Living like this is the way to realize God. There's this karma yoga. Is that the one-sided nature of the Gita?
Mm-hmm. One-sided?
Yes, that it's focused on karma yoga.
But karma yoga, bhakti yoga also he says that. Jnana yoga also he says that. This is the way to do it. So, if you want to take an overall picture, all these are necessary. All these are necessary as paths, yogas. Sri Ramakrishna cautions us. Yogas are not by no means yogas are the end. The end is God. Yogas are the methods. Bhakti yoga, Jnana yoga, Radhi yoga, Karma yoga, all these are methods.
Maharaj, I think what Eric said, also I see some point in that Yogastu Kuru Karmani, Shangal Dr. Dhanjara, which is like the sum and substance of Karma Yoga, means whatever what you do, besides sitting meditation for realization, you also have to do your work in this world. Whatever work you do with kaushala, with yoga. And one tool of that is, I think, what Eric said, it teaches that whatever you do, you meditate and decide the best way to do that. for every action, Gita tells us to meditate on what is the best way to do that without being emotional or greedy. I think that is a point also.
Well, that is true. For whatever action you have to do, you have to meditate. That is where the samanvaya comes. You have to do all the things you have to be doing. If you don't do meditation, you can't work properly. And if you don't work properly, you can't do your meditation also. Supposing your work is not done properly. When you sit in meditation, all those things come. I did not do that, I did not do this, it happened like that. If you have done your work well, that has already prepared you for meditation.
Look before you leap.
Huh?
Look before you leap.
Yes.
So before you do any work, give some time to meditate on it, to find the best way of doing it, and without thinking about
the scientists and technologists, and they meditate. Their meditation is very deep. That is why they are able to find out so many different nice things, you know. Lost in meditation. But meditation on something, that's all. That is why you don't call it meditation, we call it concentration. Meditation in Vedanta context, meditation and reality or God alone is called meditation. All other things are concentrations.
I think you made a really good point too in focusing on the how of things. Not just the why or what, but how we do things. But sometimes that's, practically speaking, the simplest guide is to do something in a way that is loving, kind, effective, generous, unselfish. So
that is that how. In a general way, we may talk about different methods. Ultimately, it comes to the individual. How you understand, how you practice that, comes to an individual. Life itself becomes individualistic. I do my way, you do your way. How? What the answer? But in a general way, yes, this is this method, that method is there. But ultimately, when it comes to the individual, it's the individual method. Say, think of, we are all sitting here. A person may be talking, you may be talking, or I may be talking. It appears to be a general way of understanding, and everyone can understand. No, each one understands in one's own way. Meditation also, we are all sitting for meditation. We are all devotees of God. Each one is meditating in one's own way inside. But how boils down to that? Experience is like that. Very, very subjective, inward. An ordinary experience also like that. So I'm hearing the music. I also appreciate music, you also appreciate music, everyone is appreciating music. Inwardly, each one is appreciating in one's own way. Spiritual experience also, infinite experience. I experience God, you experience God, everyone experience God, each in one's own way. But there are some common factors also there. The expression of that, their love, service, knowledge